All right, I want to tell you about Brain FM. Some days, our focus is stretched thin. Different sources of stimulation regularly wear on our attention. Working from home can obviously exacerbate these issues. At best, curated playlists can be a crapshoot. Whether they'll actually push you to be more productive, who knows? This is why we use Brain FM. These guys have neural phase locking audio technology and fire soundtracks that shift your neurons into focus mode. Visit brainfm.com. That's www.brainfm.com. Use the promo code DIRECTIMPACT for great discounts. That's Direct Impact with no spaces. Now, visit the link in our show notes. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epstein, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Andrea Epting, and you're listening to the Direct Impact Podcast. Just give yourself a pat on the back. I appreciate you being here today and choosing yourself. It's just so important that we take time out of the day to pause and honor ourselves and make sure that we are listening to our bodies and making sure that we're paying attention to our needs and not just the needs of our surroundings, our environment, the people in our lives, our responsibilities, because we're so, reactionary. We tend to just react to the needs of everyone and everything around us. And I just honor that you're taking this moment to listen to this life-giving podcast and give back to yourself. So thank you for being here. Today, we are talking about what I have automated. So it's like, the title's Andrea's Automation. So what have I automated since I've been using the Plan to Recover mini journal, a journal for recovery and self-discovery? And I created this journal because I created it for you. And I created it for you because it worked for me. So I think there is some curiosity around, well, what did you do? And so I wanted to tell you some of the things that I have been able to automate by using the Plan to Recover journal since 2021. Okay, so I've been doing this for a while now. And I have been abstinent from alcohol and tobacco since 2021. Now, were those habitual behaviors? Probably not. But I can definitely tell you, since I have been on my health journey, I have been very dedicated to cutting things out of my life. Doesn't matter how sporadic I use or participate. I've been cutting them out of my life because it's not good for me. And I really have been thinking about my body. I've been thinking about my gut. I've been thinking a lot about my hormones. I've been thinking about the changes in my body and how, I really need to be on a healthy, consistent routine. And things like that can really throw you off track. It can really get your body out of whack. And frankly, it's poison. So I just had to look very closely at what I was consuming and what I was putting in my body, and anything that was not going to help me on my journey, I needed to cut out. And those were two things that I identified that I was going to monitor the whole year, not just 90 days. I actually wound up monitoring it for 2 years because I wanted to make sure that I was completely abstinent, and I wanted to pay attention to how my body felt as a result. So when I said no alcohol, and I wrote that on my top three, the first 90 days, which I wound up tracking for two years, so multiple 90-day periods. So I wanted to watch what that was like around the holidays. I wanted to watch what that was like around football season. I wanted to watch that all year long. So I said no alcohol, but I was specific. I said nothing more than a taste or a sip on occasion, to include communion on Sundays. So I did continue with communion, and that was most Sundays. So that was something that I was willing to continue to participate in and I didn't see problematic. Okay. But I think we have to get in the weeds and get really specific about what you're trying to achieve, look at the risk, look at the reward, and kind of weigh that out. But when you're, focusing on your big three at the beginning of your first 90 days, like be very specific. Because if I hadn't have added that in, I would have just done nothing. And I'm not sure that would have been the best for me. Okay. So that's something that I automated in 2021 and have been consistent ever since. Because once it's automated, it's automated. Like I do not have to think about it. It's just not something I participate in. Okay. And it rarely comes to my attention or to my awareness that I am abstaining. It's just kind of a way of life at this point. Another thing that was a 2021 choice. So my big three in 2021 were was no alcohol, no tobacco products, and sleeping 7+ hours. Well, it might seem easy for some. For me, it was not. And it is something that I did implement in 2021 and have been very consistent with ever since. I did also monitor that for a year and a half. So it was not something that I just focused on for 90 days. A lot of these things I had to take longer because they really, it's a big part of your life. I mean, you spend a lot of time, sleeping. You spend a lot of time preparing to sleep. You spend a lot of time on your AM routine, your PM routine. And I really wanted to hone in on that and give it the attention that it deserved. And so, yes, I did that in 2021, but I'm proud to say now in 2024, I sleep 9 hours. And I really had to figure out what was best for my body, because I would have told you in 2021 that 5 hours made perfect sense for my body because I would pop up out of bed and be ready to go and I felt rested. It was not enough sleep for me. Okay. Now I know what my body needs, and it really took some time and attention to get there. So those were my big three in 2021. And then my big focuses in 2022 were my daily prayer practice and devotional. Now, I already did that, but I wasn't tracking it every day. I could tell you that it was a big part of my life, but I was not tracking it every day. And I wanted to know how it affected my mood when I didn't do it. And it did. Was really glad that I wound up tracking it. So I looked at my daily prayer and my devotion practice every single day. I looked at, was I taking my vitamins every single day on time when I was supposed to, as I was supposed to with food. So some things that I really just wasn't doing well. I was doing it, but I wasn't doing it well the way my body needed it to be done. So I looked at daily prayer practice and my spiritual self. I looked at vitamins. And then I also, the previous year, well, looked at water. My water intake, I talk about it a lot, but that was a real focus in 2023. Another big focus in 2023 was journaling and reading. Okay. Now, I started that practice probably in 2021, but as I was monitoring it, you know how we do every single day in our daily check-in, I noticed that I would do it about 50% of the time. So it just got more attention in later journals, right? So it was like, I'm doing it. I feel good when I do it. I know I want to continue it, but let's see if I can get that up to 75% next year, And so that's my goal. It's not perfection, it's progress. If it's important to me, if it's working for me, if I see positive benefits, I want to lean into that and see if I can increase it later. And that's what I did. It's what I did with water, with journaling, with reading, with listening to my daily podcasts, all of those things I have automated now. And when I look at, like, if I pulled out my journal from this morning, I can tell you that most of those are around 200 days for this year. And we are, I think, 213 days into this year. So almost every single day I am participating in these things. Okay. And additional things as well. So I still track my water, my journaling, and my reading, and my podcast because, it's only been a year. So that's what I focused on in 2023, and I carried it over because I just wanted to increase it. I wanted to get to about 75-80%, and I'm well over that so far. But things happen, things come up, but it's important to me. So those are the things that I've automated so far. Okay. Now there are more things that I continue to look at. But this is a journal for recovery. It's a journal for self-discovery, but it's also to automate healthy habits and change lifestyle. I put these on my list because they are well automated. I do them now without a thought in my mind. I have incorporated them very easily into my PM routine and my AM routine. It's something that I can't not deliberately do. Like if I don't do it, it was intentional and it was deliberate and it was something I decided that day was just not going to happen. So these have effectively been automated, and that is the goal. And there are things that still aren't automated that I continue to look at every single day. But I do. I look every year, every 90 days, I look at my healthy habits, but every year I look at my goals. I give myself a word for the year to help govern me and to keep me in line and boundaries around what's important. And then I look at just what are some of my goals and do these healthy habits that I have chosen, honor that? Do they honor my long-term goals? So there are things that I log in my daily practices that are in addition to my big three. But I just think it's important, like I say every single episode, that you use the Plan to Recover journal in a way that best supports you. There is no right, there is no wrong way to use this journal. The only way it would be wrong is if it is not for you and about you and the way you need it. So please do. Have you started a 90-day challenge yet? If you're not, with us on this 90-day journey, pick a journal. Whether you go to Amazon and you purchase it, or you don't, you just look up the pages. Whatever you need to do, I think a bullet journaling practice, or I don't think I know, a bullet journaling practice is life changing. And if it can do that for me, it can do it for anybody. I mean, yes, I wrote this from a perspective of a psychotherapist, but I also wrote it from the perspective of an ADHD, midlife woman who, wanted to live, the best life I could possibly live. And I know that if I'm doing that, I know that I'm a better therapist. I know that I'm a better mother. I know that I'm a better podcaster. I know that I'm a better wife. I know that I'm a better servant. I know that I can be a better version of myself when I pay attention to these things. So I'm committed to it, and I didn't believe in it at all. So if I can do it, you can. So please do check it out. Go to Amazon.com and search Plan to Recover Mini Journal, or you can search Andrea Ting. And you will find your Plan to Recover mini journal for recovery and self-discovery that way. And I do appreciate it. If you're using the journal actively, we want to hear about it. We want to know what you're getting out of it. We want to know how you're utilizing it to best automate your healthy habits. I'd love to know what you've been able to automate and what you're focusing on. And please do leave us a review because we really, really depend on those. We appreciate those, and it helps us to best serve you in the future. So again, thanks so much for listening to the Direct Impact Podcast, and we will see you next week. Bye for now.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epting.
Here is our disclaimer and legal language. Yes, I'm a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist. And I need to be clear that this podcast is solely for enhancement, education, and
entertainment purposes only. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you feel like you need additional support, we strongly encourage you to seek that out today.
Alrighty, my friend, you know I am obsessed with health and wellness hacks, right? Using my Plan to Recover journal, I have automated over 15 new vitality-boosting behaviors over the last 3 years, and none of them have been more transformational or effortless to implement than LifeWaves phototherapy patch. The X39 phototherapy patches promote healing by using your body's heat to activate stem cell regeneration. How awesome is that? These tiny patches are clinically proven to restore the body to a level of health that you may not have seen in years. These patches are a result of 80 studies and over 20 years of research. X39 patches are wearable technology, easy to apply to clean skin as part of your AM routine or your PM routine. Personally, I have experienced a more youthful complexion, mobility, and energy levels that I haven't seen, honestly, in over a decade. My arthritic pain and stiffness decreased dramatically in less than 48 hours. Absolutely life-changing. Additional health benefits may include better sleep, shorter recovery times, pain relief, improved energy and vitality, reduced inflammation, and much, much more. If you want to learn more about LifeWaves X39 patches and the many other therapy patches they offer, check out our episode with Darlene Green and IamReverseAging.com. To learn more about my personal experience, check out our YouTube channel, Direct Impact Podcast. Now, don't forget, head to LifeWave.com/AndreaEpting. That's LifeWave.com/AndreaEpting to buy your patches today and support this podcast.
Heads Up Guidance Services, or HUGS, is a nonprofit organization dedicated to removing all barriers to quality professional counseling services. At HUGS, all motivated individuals, couples, and families can access the support they need and deserve in an outpatient setting. They recruit dedicated, compassionate, and socially conscious professionals who volunteer their time and specialized skill pro bono. HUGS doesn't work with third-party payers, insurance companies, or government dollars. Rather, they operate entirely with the support of people just like you. To help support HUGS, visit www.headsupsavannah.org.